We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Nun Gimel. We are still in the middle of Sif Aleph. We continue with the words of Mechaber. V'im shachach v'shaha, if one accidentally, mistakenly performed shihia, meaning they left food on the fire from before Shabbos when they were not supposed to, im hutav shel shabishal kol tzorcho, if the food was completely cooked, Mutter afilhu mitzdamek v'yafalo. B'diyeved, one is allowed to benefit from this food, even if the food is continuing to improve as it stays on the fire. However, if it is food which was not completely cooked yet, asar amotzai Shabbos, then you cannot benefit from this food which was warmed up from before Shabbos. Bis, or you cannot benefit from this food until after Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if the food was completely cooked already, then you're not really benefiting from the fact that you heated up that food b'iser, since the food was really already ro'i la'achila, therefore b'dieved, it is mutter. However, if the food was not fully cooked yet, since you are benefiting from this cooking, from this warming up which you did, as it actually caused it to become more cooked, then it is going to be prohibited to benefit from it. And this prohibition applies to all people, the Mishnah Berurah says, not just to the person who performed the cooking. Even though we will see in Siman Shidyon Ches that in general, when it comes to Melacha Shabbos, when it comes to something like Bishul, we would say that B'dieved, if it was done B'shogeg, it will be Mutter. By Shehiyah and Achazar, we'll see Chazal made a separate Gzeira that it will be Aser even B'shogeg. Mechaber continues, im avar v'shah asur b'shneim. If you did the shehiyah b'mezid, you purposely left the food on the fire from before Shabbos so that it would warm up, then it is going to be asur, even if the food was completely cooked. The Ramah says, ad b'chdei sheyasu. You have to wait until after Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take to warm up the food. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Hagav Sashri that this same din of Ad Bechtei Sheyasu applies to a case of Shogeg as well, when the food was not completely cooked. Rama continues, Vim Hechziram Einu Yehudi B'Shabbos, Dino Keshachach V'Shaha. If a non-Jew did Hachazara on the food, return the food to the fire on Shabbos, it has a din of Shachach V'Shaha, Vim Hechziru Yisrael Dino Ke'avar V'Shaha. If a Jew does Hachazara, then another Jew does Hachazara, then it is like Shehiyah B'Mezid. Vim Itzdamek V'Ralo Mutter Shreilo Nene Min Ha'Iser. However, if the food is not getting any better as it cooks, then it is permitted to benefit from this food. So the basic guidelines are, if it was done, shehiyah was done b'shogeg, and the food was fully cooked, you can benefit. If it was not fully cooked, you cannot benefit. If the shehiyah was done b'mezid, you cannot benefit at all. It is prohibited to benefit until a time of b'chdei sheyasu, which the Bar Halacha explains for one of two reasons in the Rishonim, either so that you do not benefit from Melacha Shabbos, or so you do not come to be over on Melacha Shabbos in the future. If Hachazara was done by a non-Jew, it has a din of Shehiyah B'Shogeg, and if Hachazara was done by a Jew, then it has a din of Shehiyah B'Mezid. The reason we are more machmir by Hachazara, that we will say that it is like a case of Mezid, is because you actually did a Maisa on Shabbos, as opposed to Shehiyah, where the Maisa was done before Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Mangan Avraham in Sifka and Lamed Hey, that really Shehiyah, which was done by someone else, is going to be permitted for others to benefit from. And Hachazar as well will be permitted for others to benefit from. Only the person who did Hachazar himself is going to be prohibited from benefiting from this act. And yet, this Magen Avraham is not completely accepted, Lamaisa. Therefore, these klalim are very important to keep in mind, because if you're at somebody's house and you know that they did Bishul B'Shabbos, then in general you would say that Bishul B'Shabbos B'Shogeg is going to be Mutter B'Dieved. However, we have pointed out that Shehiyah and Achazar are going to be different, and we are not going to permit them even if it was done B'Shogeg. It is different than Bishul, as the Mishnah Berurah will say later on in Siman Resh Nun Dalet Sifka and Yedtes, because we fear that you might come to do the Shehiyah HaChazar B'Mezid and claim that you did it accidentally. So therefore, if you see that someone actually did Shehiyah or HaChazara, even if they did it B'Shogeg, it is going to call into question whether you are allowed to benefit from this food. There are potential Tzadim Lahakil in each situation, but it is something which is very important to keep in mind.